appreciating the, you know, the autograph.
Wait, what? The, yeah, the statues you sent?
Yeah.
Tom Kenny, voice of SpongeBob.
No, I'm sure they will, but they're just busy, but fuck, dude, you know, like...
Yeah, it's probably his birthday today, and then they probably won't celebrate until, like, next week.
Probably. It was on the 13th, and it was on a Saturday, on a weekend.
Yeah, nobody works on the weekend. They ain't nobody.
Especially them, you know, they're fucking rich,
you know? No. Dang, dude, that's crazy, though. But it says he got... Did she reply that she got him?
Yeah, she did. But the thing is, I was so embarrassed by the autograph, dude. Like, I was like, fuck yeah. Because I fucked on autograph, dude. Like, I did. Oh, God. I don't like talking about it, dude. I can't really watch SpongeBob anymore because, you know, like, it's on Amazon Prime, you know, I sometimes watch SpongeBob on there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I watch SpongeBob, I feel like, damn, I fucked up doing the autograph for them. Because I did fuck up, especially on SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
It does not look good, dude. Patrick's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even you're agreeing with me.
It does look pretty bad.
Fuck.
No, it's okay. I mean, you just got not like you gotta practice your signature, but
no, I just fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
But either way, it can be taken off with the alcohol.
Yeah,
it's a Sharpie mark. It can be taken. You know.
That's what you should have done.
I did. I did it twice. I fucked up the first time on SpongeBob, and I used alcohol, and then again and again. You know.
True. Mm-hmm. But. What you been up to? We're back. This is a local podcast. A lot of stuff has happened.
Yeah.
And we haven't been able to record an episode. Mm-hmm. But we won't go into too much detail. Is it recording already?
Yeah, it is recording. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, just checking. Like,
but nonetheless, this is, I think this is episode 14 of the local podcast. 14, 15, or 16. That's how lazy I am to check. Mm-hmm. Because this is going to be, just like the rest of the other 13 episodes, this is going to be... unnoted, so no notes, nothing, just the top of our head. But nonetheless, what have you been doing?
Just mostly working on commissions. I think I told you about the Canadian artist, right?
No,
I haven't.
Mm-mm.
He's like, his name's like Felipe Brack or Brach.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Yeah, really?
No.
But he has some pretty good songs on Spotify.
Oh, okay.
And he wants me to do I guess for his album cover, he had like a prosthetic makeup,
mm-hmm.
you know, like disfigured face, and he wants me to do that for his upcoming concert in August, well, next month pretty much. And yeah, I've been working on it. I've been making it like just 3D. He wants a 360 turntable,
mm-hmm.
like a, you know, rotating
yeah.
just a bust, you know, for his concert. I guess they're gonna have it played at his concert,
mm-hmm.
for those visual you know, those
yeah.
strings for the
on this yeah
yeah. And yeah, it's what I've been working on. And I also joined a gym, boxing gym. It's been a while.
How many weeks have you been going?
Two? I just started last week.
Last week?
Yeah.
I seen that on Instagram. I was like, dang, I want to go with him.
Yeah, bro, it's expensive, dude. $100 a month?
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
it's expensive.
I got it.
Like, after that, $75 next month,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. And I'm thinking, like, I don't think I'm gonna stay there for long, dude, because $100, you know, a month, dude. Like, Gold's Gym, I think they charge for, like, $300 a year, you know? Like, I'm gonna be paying $100 every month. That's $1,200, dude.
I know.
It's stupid, dude. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Shit's stupid, dude. I don't know why boxing has to be so expensive, you know, compared to, like, a regular gym, you know?
I feel it. That's it, though? You getting new games for your Switch?
No, I haven't. I'm still waiting for Resident Evil 4 to drop.
Resident Evil 4 is on sale
I know.
For $20 right now.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, it's on sale,
it's
right?
It's on Switch.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out. Really?
Yeah, really? Dude, it's $20 right now.
What the fuck? Dude, I was like, I would always, I don't really go on my Switch a lot, but like, I think last time I checked was like maybe like last week.
Mm-hmm.
I always go on the eShop to see like
see if it's on sale. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's on sale right now, $20.
Okay, for sure.
I don't know when.
Right when I get home, I'm gonna buy that shit, dude. Because $30 is not just a five or whatever the fuck you say.
Yeah.
It's not worth it, dude.
Yeah.
On PS4, I can get it for $7, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, $20, all right. $10 off, you know, it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on sale for $20 right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple other cool games, but they're not on sale no more. Mm-hmm. But you haven't played anything? You just been working or what?
Yeah, I want to go watch Child's Play.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was, I don't know, compared to the original one, I don't think
it's so. Whatever.
Yeah, it's like he's a robot now, and
mm-hmm.
like much like AI, it gets too advanced and stuff. Like, I don't know if you've watched it, but
no.
You, do you ever plan on
you
watching
can spoil it?
It,
I don't care. All
right, then check it out. No, there will be a sequel, I can tell, but
mm-hmm.
honestly, like, Mark Hamill does a pretty good job, you know, with the voice.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy though, his facial design.
Mm-hmm. What other movie? Wait, sorry. Yeah.
I want to go watch House. I want to Toy Story 4. Toy Story 4. I want to go watch it again.
You did? You saw it twice?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I like it. I just love the part when one of the commandos.
He just likes watching the commandos. Yeah,
It's a good film. And what else? Just I don't know. Just work and just life. You know, going out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you?
I've been off work. I think I go back at a couple of weeks of August, beginning of August, or the end of August. I don't remember. But hopefully we get that job because that'll be cool. But yeah, I've been off work. I've just been skating, playing video games. I started Devil May Cry 5. Mm-hmm. So I started Devil May Cry 5, right? Mm-hmm. And I really want to play Kingdom Hearts 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just can't.
Yeah.
Because of how much I binged all the Kingdom Hearts, like consecutively, nonstop. When I'm playing Kingdom Hearts 3, I'm just like, oh, so over this combat. Mm-hmm. But I really want to play the story because I want to complete the story. Yeah. So I've been trying to play other games. I haven't played a real story besides Rage 2. And
Rage 2 is already out?
Yeah.
Damn, I forgot about that game.
Yeah, it's tight.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I say wait for a sale. I say wait for it to be like $20.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, Rage 2 is pretty cool. But I still haven't got like in depth with the video game to get me cleared off Kingdom Hearts. So I started playing Devil May Cry 5. I never played any Devil May Cry before. So on YouTube, I just looked up everything you need to know before playing Devil May Cry 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So I'm playing I'm all caught up. I know everything you need to know before Devil May Cry. So I'm playing Devil May Cry 5. I'm like, oh, heck yeah. This is like, I'm having fun with it. And there's this one character that no one knows about. And I asked my homie, I was like, hey, you find out, like, what's up with this character later, right? Like, he's completely brand new. He's like, yeah, dude, he's brand new. I was like, oh, okay, sick. And then later on that night, I'm on YouTube. The first thing I see on my recommended feed is who that character is.
Oh, spoiler or what?
It's a big-ass spoiler, dude. Just the title, dude. The title is the spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
It just says, when this person finds out this is, and I'm like,
what the hell? You know, it kind of reminds you. You know, you've heard of YouTuber Rad Brad, right?
No.
Rad Brad.
Yeah.
With the Dead Space logo, profile picture. Dude, he spoiled Arkham Knight for me with the thumbnail. You know when Scarecrow has his gun pointing at Bruce Wayne's head?
Yeah.
He had that thumbnail, dude. In the end, I'm all like, bro, like, why would you like? I haven't even played it at the time. I didn't have a PS4, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, he had to spoil it for me, dude.
I think he told me that before, and after he told me that, I unsubscribed.
Yeah. I think I did tell you, yeah.
Yeah, a while ago.
I hate thumbnails like that, dude. I don't know why.
It's clickbait.
I know.
They do it for the views.
Mm-hmm. For the ad. Ad money.
But what else? I've been playing Devil May Cry 5, a lot of more Apex Legends. Well, that's what I've been playing on my PC. I don't play my Xbox. Fuck, what have I been playing? Oh, I've been playing, dude, no joke, I got this new game. It's an indie game called Slay the Spire.
Mm-hmm.
Slay the Spire is about, like, it's kind of like Dungeon Crawler, Dungeons and Dragons Escapade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Escapade is the right word, but, like, that's what it's kind of about. You choose a character, and you choose your own path. It shows you, like, a map. Like, it goes, like, enemy, ... treasure chest, mini boss. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the map, you fight the main boss.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three floors. And just every time you keep playing, it's a card game. So you get new cards, you can buy new cards, upgrade new cards during your gameplay. Mm-hmm. But once you die, you start all over. Really? All the way over.
It's like the other games you mentioned before,
yeah,
right?
Dungeon Crawlers, yeah. So there's three characters you can pick from. A guy with a sword, a poison guy, and an elemental guy.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite one is the elemental guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first one I beat the whole game with, the element guy.
Yeah.
No joke, every night when I was playing that game, I probably played it for like 3 hours straight, right before bed.
Fine.
I'd be going to bed like at 11 and going to sleep like at 3:30.
Wait, on your Switch, right?
On my Switch, sure. Yeah. And it's on PC too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's coming to consoles later.
It's better on the Switch because, you know, it's just more convenient, you know,
yeah,
in bed.
There's some bugs on it though, but it's whatever.
Like frame rate? Performance?
I think performance wise, because like, so you have a limit of how much you can use your cards.
Mm-hmm.
So you have like four powers, and say a card costs two powers and then another two powers, then you're out of power for that turn. You gotta wait for your next turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I would have just like four ones, so I would just be like attack, 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 and then it would just lag, like it'll be like, like it will be slower than as I'm pressing the button.
Yeah.
I'll be done pressing the button, and it will be like 5 seconds until it completes its task.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's that, and oh, but with the elemental guy, I beat him with that one, but with him, you could have like orbs around your body. So at the end of your turn, if you have an orb, it does the orbs attack. So there's a lightning attack, a frost, which gives you shield, and a dark orb, which just racks up an attack. So when that turn comes, it uses that full attack.
Mm-hmm.
So, but besides the point, on the last boss, I had like 12 orbs of just lightning,
mm-hmm.
and I upgraded the lightning damage all the way up to 12. So 12 times 12 is 144 damage.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? So every time my turn ended, it would do 144 damage to the enemy.
Fuck, so.
And then I had another upgrade card in my deck where whenever it uses lightning, it attacks everybody on the field.
Yeah, yeah.
So if he had 5 enemies, everyone would get hit with 144 damage. So I was just stupid OP at the end of the match, but yeah. But it's weird because like when it ended, like spoilers, but like it says I beat the game, but I don't think I really beat the game,
mm-hmm.
because like when you beat it, you attack the center of the heart, but nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking after that, a light bulb goes off where the character is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking, oh, if I finish the game with the other two characters, the light will go off and maybe something else will happen, but I haven't done that part yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've been playing that. I've been playing Slay the Spire, more Hollow Knight, and I've been streaming a lot, Mario Maker 2.
Oh my god, that video, bro.
Dude.
When you posted on Instagram.
I know, funny. Dude. That thing is too crazy. I can't believe that really happened.
Yeah,
if you haven't seen the video, it's on my Instagram, Carlos Perez Skates.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can follow me on Twitch, too, at twitch.tv/ Carlos Perez Skates. I just need 10 more followers and I become affiliate on Twitch.
Friday.
And then, yeah. So I've been streaming a lot of Mario Maker 2, and I've been playing a lot of Fire Emblem Heroes, which is kind of hard to describe, but...
Pokemon?
Fire Emblem Heroes.
Pokemon.
No, not Pokemon.
Fire Emblem. It sounds familiar. It sounds like something that would be associated with Pokemon. Fire Emblem.
It's turn-based, mm-hmm. but it's like so much more in-depth. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how to describe it because I do not know anything about Fire Emblem Heroes.
Yeah.
But everyone says if you never played a Fire Emblem, here's your chance to hop in because this is a good game. So I was like, fuck it, I'll go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And goddamn, I love that game. That game is so awesome. Sure. Like right now I'm a teacher, so I'm like teaching kids, but I'm also bringing these kids into war with me. And supposedly, if one of my students die, they're gone for life.
Mm-hmm.
They're dead. Like, I don't get them back nothing.
It's a bad
they're
teacher.
Dead.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a bad teacher, right?
Yeah.
But I think if I die, like the main character teacher dies, I think it resets.
Another game like that? Wow.
No, not that you start all over. Just like the main character, if he dies, I think it resets before the day you go into battle.
Oh,
for you
okay,
to
okay.
start. So you have all your kids
and
stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I think that's what happens, but. All I know is that if one of my kids die, they're gone for good.
Yeah. If he dies, he dies.
Yeah. I've been playing that. Why? I can't think of what else I've been doing.
You haven't copped Resident Evil 4?
Hmm?
On
Switch?
Yeah.
No, I was going to get it, but then I was like, fuck, I just got Fire Emblem here. I was like...
yeah, I don't know. It's tempting, though, because it's $20. I mean, $10 is not really a
yeah.
lot, but I mean, hey, you know, like...
I bought, like, 5 games that day. The day I bought Slay the Spire, I bought For the King, some other games. I haven't even touched the other games. I've just been playing Slay the Spire.
Mm-hmm. How long has Resident Evil 4 been on there? On eShop? I mean,
It's sale. Probably been a week, dude. Today's probably
the sale?
Yeah, it's probably...
Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, today is probably the last day.
What the... Did you check today?
Yes, I checked today, this morning.
Holy shit, dude. Oh, no.
Either I checked this morning or last night. I'm pretty sure I checked this morning, though, because I was playing on my TV.
What the hell, dude? I did not know that, dude. I was going to ask you, too, in the group chat. Hey, Carlos, if you see Resident Evil 4 on sale, let me know. I forgot to tell you. I legit was going to tell you that, dude. I just forgot to tell you. Yeah, if you see Resident Evil 4, let me know, dude.
Okay,
Yeah,
it's on sale for $20.
For sure.
But,
I get that.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else I've been playing. Just been playing a lot of Mario Maker 2, streaming a lot of PC. Oh, I'm taking voice acting classes now.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
I saw it on the voice actor for Toonami. You know that alien guy in his
ship?
Oh,
yeah, Toonami. Like,
the robot dude. Yeah, like, it was random. Like, he just popped up on my Instagram feed, like, as a promotion. He was talking about voice acting. Like, he's gonna do, like, a live like Q&A, like him answering like how to do everything and stuff. And I watched it. It was like an hour and 30 minutes. I was at Best Buy watching it with Robert and stuff. Like, I was getting into it. I was like, oh, dang, that's pretty sick. And then he was like offering like, I think like 15% off for the first month and like 25% off for a whole year. And the next week, it was kind of scandalous because the next week I saw for the whole year, he was offering 40% off. And for a whole year of classes, it's $1,200. Mm-hmm. And it was on sale for $700. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, fuck, that's a good deal. Like, I didn't have money either. Mm-hmm. So I was like, fuck, hopefully, because I didn't get paid till the next day. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck, hopefully it's still on sale tomorrow that I could cop it. And I checked and it wasn't on sale. So, but then again, it saved me a lot of money because it's only $100 a month. Mm-hmm. And I only took it this month. And, I was like, well, I saved $600, like, because what if I didn't really like doing this? Mm-hmm. So I started doing that. That's still, it's like online classes, though.
Yeah. So you like to become a voice actor, huh?
I don't know. It just seemed interesting.
It is interesting because I do find myself, like, talking to myself, like, in the shower, you know, saying, like, these weird, like, mm-hmm. I like to be, like, vocal when I'm, like, alone, mm-hmm. you know, I say, like, some stupid shit, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not crazy or insane, you know. It's just that, you know, it's good to, you know, just pass the time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just thought it looked interesting, so I was like, oh, $100 a month, like, that must mean a lot for other people, but it was like, oh, I want to try it.
Wait, $100?
Yeah, $100 a month. So I was like,
not bad, you know. Mm-hmm. I paid $100 for the gym, you know. Like,
yeah, that's what I thought. I think it's kind of a,
honestly, off topic, you know, we're going to talk about the boxing gym. The boxing gym is only, it's open for 2 hours, dude.
Oh, that sucks.
I know. I was, and it's close by my house, too, because I don't, there's
Is it the one on Euclid?
Yeah, the one on B Street and Lauren.
Uh-huh.
Lauren, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one Johnny Depp used to go to.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I know he used to box in around Ontario. Yeah, around here on Euclid. Mm-hmm. But yeah, yeah. It's closer to my house, and the other one is kind of far, like, mm-hmm. like near Central, I think.
Yeah.
Not near Ramona and Holt. That's kind of far. That's where I used to live. I'm not going to drive all the way there. So,
just for Gold's this. Gym?
No, for another boxing
gym. Oh, the old one that used to work
yeah.
at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't think of what I was going to say. But nonetheless, I think that's the most surprising thing that I've started, just mm-hmm. voice acting classes.
Mm-hmm. That just surprises me, too, you know?
Yeah, I saw that, so I was like, I'll try it.
Because, I mean, you're on Twitch, dude. You could be making, like, some funny, you know, voices and stuff like that, you know?
Hmm. Oh, you know who's blowing up on Twitch? Robert.
Really? Why?
I don't know, dude. He's blowing up on Twitch.
Wow.
Dude, no joke. Like, he made, like, his own Discord and everything. He has more than us. Like, it's crazy, dude. So many people like Robert. Which is, like, reasonable. Robert's
yeah,
a cool
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
But, dude, it was just, like, out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool, though.
That's sick, dude. How's his personality, like the way he is? I know, obviously, I know him, but I mean, like, on Twitch, you know, because...
He's the same in, with us.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Sure. But there's just people talking to him in chat and stuff. He plays... Yeah.
He plays Rocket League, huh?
Yeah, so sure. He has, like, a big fan base of Rocket League, so whenever they want to play with him, they're like, Rocket League?
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is cool. It's just, like... It was just so random. Like, it all happened, like, no joke, probably, like, in, like, a week and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, it was pretty crazy, but it's still tight.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, though. Honestly, mm-hmm. like, is he vocal? Like,
but
when he's on Twitch?
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, because I think that's what people look for. Like, oh, this guy's funny, you know? This guy's got a good personality, you know?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And we watched Spider-Man, Toy Story. Did you watch Lion King?
No, I haven't watched it yet. I haven't watched it. I do plan on watching it, though, but...
I watched The Lion King.
I heard the facial expressions were, like, kind of dull, you know, compared to the animation.
High key, out of that one, I liked it, but no joke, I feel like I barely heard anything from Simba.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I haven't seen it, but...
Yeah. I feel like Donald Glover had, like just a sheet of paper of lines.
Yeah.
Like, not even, like, a full booklet, just read these and you're done.
Yeah.
And then, I didn't like Beyonce as Nala, because it just felt like I was just listening to Beyonce.
Yeah.
I don't know, but... I think that's the only thing I had a problem with, but nonetheless, I did like the movie.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Spider-Man, I liked the movie. Spider-Man was dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just love the ending when he uses his Spidey senses.
Peter Tingle?
Peter Tingle, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He just starts smashing the fucking android, the droids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's like, I think Mysterio's doing that hallucination shit.
Yeah, it's still the droids. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and then it's so dark he can't really see anything, but mm-hmm. he uses his spider senses. That shit's so sick.
Yeah, dude, that the visual effects in that movie. God yeah, it was damn, pretty good. They're so yeah. good, mm-hmm. like ridiculously good.
Yeah.
Toy Story 4.
Good film. I enjoyed it. I want to go watch it twice, so it's a good film.
I thought it's whatever. Really? I like it. Like, I don't, like, I don't hate it, but yeah, I don't yeah, yeah. love it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I just thought, like, it's more of a movie, like...
About Woody and Bo Peep, because...
Yeah.
Have you noticed that the rest of the gang, they don't really talk, dude? Like, Porky,
Yeah, dude, like, it was barely anybody in it. It was just, basically, well, it's kind of cool because it's, like, Buzz Lightyear is also a main character,
mm-hmm.
and Woody... So it's basically their movie, you yeah, know what I mean? Yeah,
like, not even Bullseye comes but, out in it, you know? Just in the end, I think.
But more of the point is, it's like, they didn't need to make this movie.
They didn't, you know? Toy Story 3, like...
It ended
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
This one ends good, too.
It does,
but
yeah,
it's like,
I know, yeah.
It's like, you didn't need to make it, you know what yeah, I mean? Yeah. It felt, I don't know.
It's not a cash grab, because it's been 9 years, that's for sure.
Yeah, hell yeah.
People say, oh, they're milking their franchise, but it's been 9 years, mm-hmm. dude, 2010, you know? But Toy Story 3, to me, is like, the best one in the franchise.
Yeah, for sure, I would have to probably rate it. Toy Story just, 1, yeah. 3, 2, then 4.
Alright, for sure. You know, for me, Toy Story 3 is like the best because it just leaves it on a good note, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we didn't know that it was going to be the end.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, they came out with a new one, so.
Yeah. No joke, but, like, Toy Stories 1 through 4, like, if I were to give them all scores, I would give them, like no less than 9.
Mm-hmm.
Toy Story 1 being a 10... Toy Story 3 being a 10,
yeah.
Toy Story 2, like,
it was good.
A 9, yeah. and Toy Story 4, a 9.
Yeah.
Like, no, like, if you haven't seen Toy Story 4, go watch it, because...
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty fucked.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah, but, fuck, what else have we missed? We haven't talked about E3.
Yeah, I think we did.
No, we talked, predictions of E3.
No, I think we talked about it, after I got back from Mexico.
Mm-mm.
We did a video.
Nah, we did a video before you left to Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it took so long
you
to
never,
get it.
Yeah, you never posted it on, did you?
No, I haven't posted it. I'm just going to post it with this episode.
Yeah, you should put it on the archives, you know.
Like, I'm just gonna go episode this and then episode this one.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to listen to this one, cool. If you don't, cool.
Sure.
But what was I going to say? E3, what were you hyped on E3?
I don't know. I kind of thought it was kind of like a... I feel like it was not as good as last year, maybe because Sony wasn't in it.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly,
you know how
like,
many people said Microsoft won over Sony at E3?
I don't know, but I'm betting a lot of people did.
That's all I've seen on Twitter.
I also saw Nintendo won. I'm like, come on, dude.
All I saw on Twitter was that Microsoft beat Sony at E3. And I was like, what the...
Maybe because
like,
Sony
how
was...
did they... Like, of course they won. Sony wasn't even there. Mm-hmm. Not to be a Sony fanboy, but there were some people that were taking it really serious.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I thought that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But so I can't remember was when Nintendo even brought to the table. What were they
Mario Maker?
Oh, yeah. They did talk about Mario Maker. Oh, we got released... Oh, no.
They
we
got,
saw...
Luigi's Mansion.
Luigi's Mansion looked dope. Animal Crossing looks dope.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I think that's when you released Cuphead, too, right? Around that time.
No, they showed
no.
Cuphead DLC.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't show it at E3, but they announced the Nintendo Switch Lite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
What do you think about that?
It's pretty good. $200, that's pretty good price, you know. I just feel like it's a downgrade
mm-hmm.
compared to the original model, because the only thing is it's smaller, and you can't remove the Joy-Cons.
Yeah.
That too, you know. And it's stupid, too, because for $3, you know, like, Nintendo Switch has been out for, like, 2 years already, and
mm-hmm.
the fact that you're still charging $300 for it when PS4 has been out.
Yeah. But you have to, like, Nintendo doesn't go on sale.
I know. It's stupid, dude. And that's, I don't know. Like, I love Nintendo games, you know. I just feel like the way they practice, the way their policy is that, oh, Nintendo games never go on sale. Because that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
They never really go on sale.
To be honest, this generation of Nintendo, they've been having first party sales a lot. Like, they already marked price downs for Mario Odyssey, Breath of the Wild, Mario Kart.
Yeah.
They're not $60.
They're
$50.
Like they're like $54.
$45, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's still more than they ever did. Like, I remember when I had the Wii U, I had Mario Kart 8.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted, like, Captain Toad Treasure Tracker.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get it at all because I was waiting for it to go for $40. And that thing did not go down $60 whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. And look at God of War, dude, when it came out.
I know, like, what,
within
like...
the year, it was at $20, huh?
Yeah.
That flash sale, I think it was
mm-hmm.
on during E3, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was like, and Spider-Man 2 was, like, $20 and been out for, like, 9 months,
mm-hmm.
8 months.
Can you believe we got God of War and Spider-Man in the same year?
Yeah.
That's crazy,
Sony,
huh?
Sony killed it that year, dude.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What other game did they have? They had Detroit Human, right?
Detroit Become Human last year, and
Days Gone was this year, but that game wasn't as good at.
Or yeah, that game was a bummer. Poor game. Oh, but we didn't even fuck. I'm really hyped for. What was your favorite game in Nintendo for E3? Mine was probably Luigi's Mansion because I never played it.
I've never played it either.
But for sure, I'm getting that.
Mm-hmm. I did hear that they're going to release Resident Evil 5 and 6 on.
Oh, Switch. Yeah, they are.
I'll probably get Resident Evil 5. Maybe. I'll probably get it on Switch. Hmm. I already have that game on PS3, PS4, and Xbox One.
So, good.
Yeah.
What about favorite game from Xbox?
Who? No, I don't know. What did they announce? I forgot.
I didn't watch any E3 conference besides Nintendo, but I heard Xbox didn't show any gameplay. It was just all cinematic.
For sure, yeah. I think I do remember, and I think they mentioned that they have eight new studios. It's pretty good. That's a pretty good investment.
Yeah,
because we do need some competition within the gaming industry.
Yeah, especially for next gen.
Yeah.
Oh, what about Keanu coming out in Cyberpunk?
It's pretty cool. I'm kind of interested in that game, but the way I'm not really a Keanu fan except for Bill and Ted's, but other than that, he looked pretty dope.
Dude, that
I thought it was so funny. He just probably takes off his glasses, mm-hmm. He just looks at the camera.
Get the fuck up, samurai.
Yeah. Is he gonna be a main player?
Main character? Not playable, but supposedly he just shows you the ropes.
For sure.
So he's your trainer or whatever. It's he shows you the tutorials or whatever, but supposedly he's with you along through the entire game or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, sure. I'm super hyped for Cyberpunk. When I saw that, I was like, oh, heck yeah, dude. That collector's edition? Fuck, I'm so hyped for it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And hopefully more actors, well-known actors, big-known mm-hmm. actors, they move forward to, the gaming industry.
We got, did we talk about this last podcast? Death Stranding came out, release date.
Oh, really? I think we did. I don't know, but tell me.
I don't know either. I don't think it came out at E3, actually. I think it was a little bit before E3.
In October, right?
Yeah, it's coming. No, it's coming out in November.
For sure. And which one's October? Doom, right? Or that's November?
No, Doom is November too.
For sure.
Dang, dude. November is going to be such a crazy month. I just keep thinking of this in the back of my head.
Yeah.
Pokemon and Star Wars come out the same day, November 8th.
Wait, which Star Wars? The one that they showed on gameplay at E3?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is it? The action adventure game. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Mm-hmm. Right, that's what it's called. Okay, but they got those two games coming out the same day, which I both have pre-ordered already. Mm-hmm. Okay, November 8th. Mm-hmm. That next Friday is Death Stranding. That next Friday is Doom Eternal.
Yeah, Doom Eternal.
It's going to be a crazy-ass month for November.
For our wallets.
And I think Luigi's Mansion comes out in November, too. I just forgot.
Yeah, it's a pass.
But what else? Fuck. Yeah, dude, that Doom Eternal Collector's Edition, I fucking called it, dude.
For sure.
I was so hyped when I saw that. I was like, I literally was looking at my phone. I was on Twitter, and I seen Bethesda, Doom Eternal Collector's Edition helmet. And I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah, I fucking called it.
Then I texted Mike. I was like, oh, heck yeah, dude. I fucking called that shit, dude. Look at this.
Yeah.
And then all I get was, what? That's dope.
Yeah. Was that in Mexico?
I think you were in Mexico, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking sick, dude. And you did call it.
Dude, I was so happy when I saw that. Dude, I can't wait for that fucking game. I still got to beat it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stream it, though, on Twitch.
Mm-hmm. First Doom is so good, dude. Oh, man. That's the game I play, dude. Honestly, mm-hmm. if you want a game to show off to your friends, I would say Doom, dude. Doom is just fucking crazy packed with demons. I can't tell you how many recordings I have on my Xbox One of me playing Doom, because there's I tend to play the last mission, the last level. Mm-hmm. That's where all the demons come out at once, and it's just crazy packed.
Fuck, dude, I want to play it.
If you want to show a game to show off to your friends, I would say Doom. Mm-hmm.
I should probably stream it this week so I don't fucking. Don't bust the Kingdom Hearts on it. Play Doom, and then play Doom Eternal right back, mm-hmm. back to back, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But fuck, I can't wait to play it. I was so hyped. Oh, man. What else came out? They showed off gameplay for Doom Eternal, for Bethesda. What else did they show? Oh, Fallout 76 got Battle Royale.
Fallout?
Yeah.
How does Battle Royale work? I just
Battle Royale is one versus everyone else.
Isn't that's just what Call of Duty used to do, right?
No.
Free-for-all or what?
It's kind of like free-for-all, but It's everyone gets dropped off one map. You fight each other, mm-hmm. and whoever is the last man standing on the entire map wins.
Oh, and speaking of Fortnite, you heard about
yeah, you saw that?
Yeah, the kid mm-hmm. that won $3 million. That's fucking crazy, dude.
He's 16 years old.
He's set for life, bro.
Dude, that's crazy. I seen that. I was like, heck yeah, an American one.
Yeah.
It's like someone from China or something that wins.
Yeah, Japan. Yeah, but
I was pretty hyped. That was tight. I'm hyped for that kid.
Go USA.
Go USA. Okay. What else? Fucking, we can't talk about Sony. We talked about the Nintendo Switch Lite. Oh, what do you think about the new upper version of Nintendo Switch?
I heard about it.
Has longer battery and better CPU in it for the same price.
Yeah.
Something like
for
that.
Three bills?
Yeah, same price.
They're just
taking out the old Switch and putting in this one. Just replacing it.
Honestly, like, it's good for people that want to get a Switch, but for, mm-hmm. like, us folks that already have it, I don't
think. Yeah, dude, I think that's a bummer. I feel like, fuck, like, what do I do with this one?
Yeah,
now?
For three bills?
Yeah, it's the same price.
Wow.
But they're not going to be selling the other one.
Yeah.
But you'll know which one you're getting because they changed the box entirely different.
Yeah, yeah.
So it has longer battery, and I think they upgraded, like, 4 hours longer.
Yeah. And how much is a PS4 Pro right now?
$400.
Really? It's still $400? I thought it was, like, $350 at least.
You can find it on sale for $350, but retail is $400.
That's crazy, dude, because,
honestly, did you see sorry, go.
Oh, no, honestly, if I were, like, new to the gaming, like, community, and I wanted a console, I would go for a PS4 Pro over a Nintendo Switch, only because PS4 Pro tends to, like, it has a better performance, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, Switch, you know, I just feel like...
You can take it on the go.
Yeah, on the go. That's why they have the price so high, because mm-hmm. you can take it on the go, which is... kind of fucked up, you know, like, I don't know, I think it's so greedy for Nintendo to be...
Honestly, when I take my Switch on the go, the thing never dies on me.
Yeah, me too.
So, it's like... It's
and you got a power bank, too.
Yeah.
I take my power bank with me when I go.
What was I going to say? Did you see the price for the Pro on Prime Day?
No, I heard... I think I did. It was, how much was it?
It was $300 with God of War and Spider-Man.
Wow. That's yeah, dude. $300.
Mm-hmm. It was really good. I think they had another bundle later that day, but I think it was like $350. It came with an extra controller, Horizon, and Spider-Man, though.
For sure.
Which is still pretty cool, but yeah. That deal went out really quick. My friend got one. I was
like, yeah, I saw it too. Mm-hmm. It was I saw it in the morning. Mm-hmm. It was a front page, you know, on Amazon. Right when you open up Amazon app, it shows right there a PS4 Pro. And I saw the deal. I was like, damn, you know, it's a good deal. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I already have a PS4, and I don't really play video games right now at the moment.
I know. I hate you. Yeah. You just brought back God of War to you, bitch.
I know. I know. But it's not good, though. But that's a good deal, though. Yeah. Nintendo could learn from that. You know, I'm just saying.
They won't do it, though.
That came out within a year, I mean, for $300 with the PS4 Pro, come on, you know. Nintendo would never do that.
True. Nintendo, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Don't listen. Nah. Yeah, I can't think... My favorite part was Keanu in E3, but I can't think of anything else. We talked about Nintendo, Bethesda, Xbox, EA.
Well, we didn't talk about Sony. No, playing Sony to show.
What else has been happening in video games?
Let's see. I don't know. Nothing really exciting. I mean, next-gen consoles are coming out for sure next year.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that. Definitely. That's a day one for me. Depends. I'll probably get Sony, even if it's underpowered
mm-hmm.
for the Xbox, but... Yeah, just because I can play, backwards compatibility, and, you know, Sony has,
true.
Like, yeah, you know, I'm waiting for The Last of Us 2 to drop.
You catch up on that backlog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait either. I'm really still holding out for that Switch Pro or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck, I keep forgetting. I do want to get a Switch Lite, but just to collect it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to use it, but I'll just have it in the box. I want to get the yellow one.
Fuck.
Brianna wants the turquoise one.
Just get her one, and then, you know, like, and... Yeah, just get her one so you don't have to get two.
She wants the blue one, though. I want the yellow one.
Why blue?
Why blue? I don't know. She said that's her favorite color.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that certain color, but mm-hmm. yeah. I wanted to get the yellow one, but
honestly,
yeah.
For two bills, that's a good deal, dude. Honestly.
Yeah, I think it's a good deal. I told her to wait because we were listening to some girl, and she said that, what if they come out with, like, an Animal Crossing edition? Because that's all Brianna wants to switch for Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, you should just wait for that. Because what if they do come out with that? That'll be sick.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, but... Yeah, I don't really care. And I was like, all right. Yeah. But yeah, I do want to switch Lite, but just to collect it.
Yeah. Animal Crossing is pretty popular, is it?
Yeah, at least...
Like, it's popular amongst, like, girls, huh? Is it? Is that my friend?
I feel like everyone played it on the GameCube, but I never had a GameCube, so I don't know nothing about it. The only time I played it was the app. That was the only time I got into it, but I stopped playing it a long time ago.
For sure. When I hear Animal Crossing, I'm thinking about, you know, those cars.
Oh, you think
that,
of...
Yeah, and then you just have to, like, dodge them and stuff like that, you know?
Fuck, what's that game called?
I don't know, it's like a...
Yeah, I know which game you're talking about.
I think it's a frog game. I don't know, a toad game? I don't know, it has crossed.
It's like Frogger, but it's something else. Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about, though. But, yeah. Damn, yeah. I went to Disneyland for my birthday, too. I forgot to mention that.
You did? Oh, yeah, yeah.
I saw Spider-Man in the morning, and I went to Disneyland, Star Wars. I built my lightsaber, and I went into the Katana Bar.
That's fucking sick, dude.
Yeah. I got that little Jedi box over there, too. I don't know if you can see it next to the Switch.
Where's the Switch?
It's like gold and blue. Yeah, it's supposed to be like a diary for Jedi. But yeah, it's pretty tight.
My bag's hurting. Just turning.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I got my Disneyland pass, and we've been swimming.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you went swimming that same day?
No, we went swimming.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, with the squad, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You know, Daniela was teaching me how to swim. Like, oh, oops, I forgot to say. Nah, I can't swim. Yeah, I can't swim, but, mm-hmm. Like, shout out to Daniela. She was, like, showing me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what about, fuck, there's this new show that's out. I think it's called The Boys or My Boys. There's just a bunch of superheroes on Amazon. I wanted to start watching that. Have you seen that?
No. Is it Amazon exclusive?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, dude, that's what I wanted to watch. But
is it hand-drawn or is
no,
it animated?
No, it's live.
Live
action. Or live people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else that we've been doing. Mm-hmm. Anything else or anything else that has been came out?
I don't know. What else come out? Nothing really exciting in the video game community, honestly. Like,
yeah. Then again, we don't have notes.
Yeah, we didn't take notes. No, we didn't.
We didn't take notes?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
No movies, no video games, no shows, mm-hmm. Nothing in life. Well, that's it. Nah, just kidding. Oh, I needed my phone. Because I can't really think of anything.
Do you want me to bring your phone?
Nah, we could just end the podcast right there. How long have we did? That's going to be our shortest podcast ever.
Wait, how long has it been going?
37 minutes.
What the fuck? Damn, that's fucking short. I think the longest one we did was like an hour and 50, right? With Josh.
Mm-hmm.
That one was long.
Yeah. This is going to be our shortest episode. We'll probably end it here because I don't have notes.
The shorter, the better for rendering.
But, yeah, expect something longer. If you guys like it longer or shorter, that's what she said. Whatever's, because for sure next week we'll be ready. I want to keep this a weekly thing like we used to and just keep it up. Come back. What's today?
Today's the
Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah, so this will go up this week.
For sure.
But, yeah, I want this to be reoccurring every week. I want to try to figure something out for the end of the podcast so it just doesn't end off weird. But, yeah, this has been The Local Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Shit.